Some businesses along Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River are concerned about the potential consequences from the renegotiation of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. They say the existing pact between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico has great benefits for the region and its economy. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
At the Novelis Aluminum plant in Oswego County, machines are preparing aluminum rolls for manufacturing. The plant processes the metal for automotive companies like Ford, Toyota, and General Motors. Novelis uses a lot of recycled metal, but most of its primary aluminum comes from Canada. The company's president of North American operations, Marco Palmieri, says that's because the U.S. makes less than a quarter of the aluminum the country needs.
There is a big gap, and big part of this gap is covered by Canada. And any change in the regulations there may cause a significant impact, not only to Novelis and Oswego, but also to the aluminum industry in the U.S.
The Trump administration has threatened to withdraw from NAFTA. Palmieri says that would cause the company, and especially its Oswego County plant, to suffer. But Novelis is not the only company that benefits from the free flow of material across the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence River. Julia Fields is the communications director for the Canadian-based Chamber of Marine Commerce, a binational association that represents marine industries on the St. Lawrence Seaway and their customers.
Over 37 million metric tons of those products for all kinds of industries like mining, construction, steel, agriculture are being transported by ship on the Great Lakes St. Lawrence region. So, and that's every year. So any disruption or, you know, new tariffs that could disrupt that kind of trade would have knock-on effects.
Even with the risks, both Palmieri and Fields say the NAFTA negotiations do present an opportunity to modernize the agreement, as long as those changes don't limit the trade happening now. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.